A group of Massachusetts-based businesses have announced a new initiative to address the opioid epidemic. This coalition was formed by the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation in response to the organization's research into the economic impact of the drug addiction crisis. The official kickoff of MassCares, an acronym for Communication and Awareness Around Recovery Programs and Employer Support, was earlier today in Boston. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation President Eileen McEnany.
Today, we launched MassCares, and it's a Mass Taxpayers Initiative, which is the kind of likely outcome of the report we issued about 14 months ago that documented the economic impact of opioids on the Commonwealth. And so this is an employer initiative to get employers engaged collectively as part of the solution.
How many employers are involved?
Today marks the day that our website goes live and that employers would take the pledge. And so I'd ask you to check back, but I can tell you from early supporters, we have diverse groups such as Partners Healthcare, Always Healthcare, EY, Rockland Trust, Teamsters Care, and a whole host of others.
And what is this pledge that you're asking businesses to take?
So the pledge is to take four steps over the course of 2020 to make their workplace more recovery friendly. And we offer a list of suggested action items, but we really leave it up to the individual employers. If they think of something different or bold or innovative, we're happy for them to take that as one of the steps as well. And also to promote MassCares, the hope is that we'll get a lot of Massachusetts-based employers engaged. And so it's really about spreading the word. It's about activating and really educating themselves on the impacts and what they can do as employers to help solve this problem.
And so what are some of the steps that are being recommended?
Well, the idea is to meet employers where they are. So it could be taking a risk assessment just to determine, you know, where they stand. Are they at high risk, low risk, and so forth? It can be reviewing your benefit package to see if there are unintended impediments to seeking treatment and care. It could be looking at your employer assistance program. It could be as simple as reviewing the language you use to make sure that it's neutral and that you're not unintentionally causing additional stigma to employees that suffer.
And you mentioned that this is the follow-up to a report that the foundation released about 14 months ago detailing the impact that the opioid crisis was having on the economy in Massachusetts. Can you just briefly recap what that found?
Sure. So the report found, when you think about all of the impacts that the opioid epidemic has had on the Commonwealth, in 2017, the costs were over $15 billion. And we said at that time, and still agree, that that is a conservative estimate because there are many costs that we weren't able to capture. But just, you know, for employers, they can look at the cost as far as absenteeism and presenteeism, which is when someone comes to work, but they're not fully engaged. Their mind is elsewhere because they're worrying about themselves or a loved one, for instance. And so that is in the billions of dollars. That alone is a significant cost. And so all told, we really do need to work collectively to try to address this issue.